At the 2012 Farm Progress Show, I'm visiting with Abe Hughes with New Holland. Abe, I'll tell you what, here at the show, you have a packed lot, meaning I think you've got a lot of products for these farmers to look at.
We've got some really cool equipment out here. We've got our self-propelled sprayer that looks like a NASCAR. You know, it's our number one. It's got a nice green stripe on it. We look at our combines. They've got the same kind of motif going on. And we did that very deliberately. Last year we had camouflage. This year we've got a whole emphasis on a brand new partnership with American Ethanol. The partnership is really about aligning ourselves with the organization that supports farmers, that supports all of the ethanol plants and producers in this country. We've aligned ourselves so that we're getting access to 55,000 producers out there of ethanol. We're putting our name on the line saying that we're 200% behind the ethanol production. We believe it's brought great stability to the American farmer. It's brought income stability to them and their families. It's helped rejuvenate the rural communities. And what I really like best, it's clean. It's clean energy. The more ethanol we produce and we use in our fuel, the cleaner the air is that we breathe. And finally, for me, the killer reason we support this is that we're growing America's energy independence. We no longer have to rely on these hostile governments out there, you know, to buy oil from. You know, as you know, a lot of these governments, they don't treat us very well. So for all those different reasons, we felt it was important to support ethanol and support our farmers in this way.
I think it's a bold step that you've taken, a very visible one with the kind of the marketing, as you mentioned, that's going around this, because, you know, the first thing I saw when I came by here on the lot was, you know, the yellow combine, the blue stripe, and then there's a green one on there, and the American Ethanol logo. So it's very visible, and I just have got to believe that some of these farmers, these corn growers, are walking around here going, yeah, there's somebody that does support what we're doing and trying to do. Even in the midst of some of the opposition that's out there.
Well, I'll tell you that some of the producers and farmers that are coming in here are coming in and they're seeing this American ethanol on some of our machines because they've already had an introduction to this. Part of our partnership is that we're going out to the different plants out there that produce ethanol and we're doing demonstrations. We're showing them and introducing them to the New Holland brand where they might not have seen it before. And so we're inviting everybody to kind of take stock in all of this and, you know, come into our equipment and come be part of our New Holland family. Right now we're in the first generation of biofuels. That's really producing ethanol from corn kernels, right? What you see with the corn rower is now a whole move towards the biomass movement where you're going to actually take the stover and you're going to extract as much ethanol as possible from the stover itself. And that second generation of biofuels is really right now in the experimental stage. You've got a couple of big innovative guys working it, like Poet, for example. You got Pioneer working this as well. We're going to be right there with them. We've already got the equipment to support that collection of the stover in a clean way, in a way that needs to be handled. You got to handle it very carefully so you don't get dirt in there. It leaves just the right amount of residue, right? So you don't have any kind of the erosion that goes on. So we're really creating an incredible efficiency and able to extract every ounce of carbohydrate and protein that's produced right off the field and leave just the right amount of residue so that we don't deteriorate and we can have sustainable farming for the long-term future. That's what we got going on there.
Here at the 2012 Farm Progress Show.